USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States passed 10 million COVID cases on Monday, with infection rates rising in more than 40 states. A new record of 128,412 new infections were reported on Saturday, and the country has averaged over 100,000 a day for the last week. Utah is one of those states dealing with a spike in COVID cases. Governor Gary Herbert has issued a statewide mask mandate, saying they were the best way to slow the spread.
Masks do not negatively affect our economy, and wearing them is the easiest way to slow the spread of the virus. Experts tell us that masks do not cause a shortage of oxygen to your brain or cause disease. We cannot afford to debate this issue any longer.
For the next 2 weeks, Utahns are also banned from hosting social gatherings with people from outside of their household, and high school sports and extracurricular activities are suspended. Utah has seen more than 2,000 new COVID cases a day. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is out. President Trump announced the move Monday on Twitter, saying that the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, Christopher Miller, would be taking over as acting secretary. Esper became the Secretary of Defense in July of 2019 after previously serving as the Secretary of the Army. Miller had been in charge of the National Counterterrorism Center since August after previously serving as a policy official with the National Security Council. General Motors has announced a major recall of more than 200,000 vehicles in the United States and Canada. Specific versions of the 2018 through 2020 Chevy Equinox, Chevy Traverse, and GMC Terrain are being recalled to address an issue that could cause a transmission oil leak that could lead to a fire. The issue also could cause the vehicle's motion to stop. GM says they haven't gotten reports of fires or crashes from the issue. Dealers will begin servicing recalled vehicles beginning December 14th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The battle for the White House continues in several states as President Trump's campaign is mounting multiple legal challenges. Tim Berg has more details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien says President Trump is not backing down. President Trump has refused to concede the 2020 presidential election to Democrat challenger Joe Biden. The president's team has filed more than a dozen legal challenges as part of an effort to contest the results of the 2020 election, including in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Georgia, and Michigan. Former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy tells Fox News where the president has the best hope for legal victories.
Pennsylvania, because that's a clear-cut legal issue. The Pennsylvania legislature did not allow for ballots to be received after a certain deadline. On election day, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, not the legislature, the Supreme Court said you can accept them for 3 days. The president's position and the position of others is the Supreme Court doesn't get to make that decision. So that's a clear-cut legal issue.
Saturday's football game between Auburn and Mississippi State has been postponed as the Bulldogs deal with an outbreak of COVID-19 cases. According to Mississippi State's athletic director, a number of positive tests and players quarantining as close contacts have left the team without the required 53 scholarship players the Southeastern Conference has set for a game to be played. That game has been rescheduled for December 12th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.